Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai, and I want to wish everyone a happy Memorial Day weekend. This is an especially momentous Memorial Day weekend because our family got something very special in the mail. And that is, my grandfather got awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. It's the highest civilian award in the United States awarded by Congress. And the letter goes on to say, the United States remains forever indebted to the bravery, valor, patriotism and dedication that the Chinese American veterans of World War II displayed in defending and protecting democracy at home and overseas. And I was just blown away by this letter, and it just makes me so proud of my grandfather and just my family heritage. Just to fight for your country, protect it, it's such an honor, and it's something that I've always wanted to do, but I never got a chance to do. And you know, my father continued to fight for his country and work for his country by working in the Foreign Service and developing good diplomatic relationships before he retired. So that's just some special personal information that I wanted to share because I really am proud of this achievement. And in this podcast, I just want to talk about doubt. What happens when people doubt you? And what happens when you doubt yourself? And I think one of the key solutions really is quite simple. To just keep on winning. So after 10 years of grinding away, one of my friends sold his business for $73 million at the age of 32. Can you believe that? That is crazy amount of money. It was a bootstrapped business, so he ended up getting over 80% of the proceeds. And when I asked him what he did with his newfound riches, he said he took a month off to go surfing with his buddies. After he got his fill, he then started a new software business. When I asked him why he decided to go back into the grind so quickly, he responded, "I wanted to see if I could do it over again to prove to everyone and to myself that it wasn't a fluke." So during my financial journey, I've met so many people who've done extraordinarily well, yet continue to work all day and night because they know they were extremely lucky to have achieved their success. By replicating their success, they also eradicate their guilt. And their work ethic and self-awareness are both inspiring and a little bit concerning because we often ask the question on Financial Samurai, how much is enough? How much money is enough? How much success is enough? Because at the end of the day, we're all going to die. And are we going to really look back and think we wish we could have worked more in the office and made more money? I don't think so. I think what we will wish is that we spend more time with friends and family. But I empathize with my friend's thought of just trying to prove everyone wrong and try to prove to everyone that he wasn't a fluke. Because I have the same desire to prove my doubters wrong all the time. And I think it's just in my DNA and how I'm hardwired. So let me tell you a story. During my first year of coaching high school tennis in 2017, we got to the division finals and lost 3-4 to a school three times as large. It was basically a powerhouse school, and although we lost, we felt really proud that we had got this far because it was the farthest we had ever gotten in school history. So my tennis friends ribbed me, saying it was a fluke that we had gotten to the division finals, right? After all, the division has 70 schools located throughout Northern California. I reluctantly agreed with them because, you know, when you come in second, you might as well come in last, right? And what was that? Ricky Bobby. Then in my second year of coaching in 2018, we got to the finals, and this time we beat our opponents who beat us. We beat them 4-3, and this was our first division championship in school history, and it felt amazing to be a part of this success. So when I told my friends, because they asked me how did I do, many of their kids actually go to this school or have friends who go to this school, my friends continued to rib me once I told them that we had won. Saying the victory was still a fluke. Sure, I told them, it was mostly just luck. There's always a first time for everything, right? So that was that. And to think that I had made even a speck of difference in the lives of the kids and the program would have been an arrogant assumption. I'd just been lucky to be in the right place at the right time. Then in my third year of coaching in 2019, we successfully defended our title and beat another powerhouse team 4-3 in the finals after beating the semifinals team who we had beat in the finals last year, 4-3 as well. Their number one player got recruited to Emory University in Georgia, I think. And their number two player is a five-star recruit as a freshman. So none of my players were college-level recruits, although they were pretty good. But we had good depth, great team chemistry, and maybe even some good coaching. So 2019 was the second division title in our school's history. I found that defending a championship was harder than becoming a champion for the first time due to heightened expectations. It was also more stressful because all we wanted to do was to prove that we weren't one-hit wonders. So there you go again, that desire to prove to everyone that we weren't a fluke. After the second division title, my tennis friends unexpectedly stopped ribbing me for coaching high school tennis. Apparently, they have finally acknowledged I may have played a small part in the victory as a coach. So they now ask me for tennis tips. And of course, I say, I'm not going to give you any tips. Let me just beat you up on the court first and make you buy me a beer for losing. And then maybe I can tell you about how you're hitting your backhand wrong. Ah, winning feels so satisfying. So this is just an example of winning again to finally prove your detractors wrong. And it feels great because you also prove to yourself that you can do it. Oh, and I almost forgot. So when the Internet Retirement Police this season said I wasn't allowed to consider myself a high school tennis coach for the past 3 years, given I have financial samurai and retirement income, I used their disapproval as motivation to write a new post. So for me, as a writer and as a blogger, I'm always looking for some inspiring stories and things I hear to write new content, new stories, and new ideas to share with my readership and with my listenership. So the post was entitled, How a Tennis Coach Provides for His Family in Expensive San Francisco. And the idea was to reach out and make light of the fact that educators don't make that much money in San Francisco and other expensive cities, and how we need different types of side hustle income or investment income to survive in expensive cities like San Francisco. And I thought it was like a good play on just like the idea, because I had another post called In Search of Fire, you know, looking to retire for a second time this year. And I just included my tennis coach income in my retirement portfolio income streams. And surprise, surprise, the post was picked up by several major news outlets, including Business Insider and my local newspaper, and it boosted Financial Samurai's traffic to an all-time high in April 2019. And it was just hilarious, and it was so just what a surprise and way to make lemonade out of lemons. And it is ironic that the Internet Retirement Police has helped me stay, quote, retired from the corporate world for a little while longer. So the folks, you know, they've been consistently doubting me since I started Financial Samurai in 2009, have also been some of my greatest motivators. And maybe I'm just hardwired differently, but I love it. I love it when people say I can't do something, because their doubt gives me so much joy and so much energy and motivation. And I hope you guys see other people's doubt as giving you motivation as well. You know, whether it's in your career, your business, on the playing field, or in your personal life, all you've got to do is recreate your victory to hush up your doubters. And most importantly, once you do it again, you'll hush up your greatest critic, which is you. And you will develop a tremendous amount of self-confidence to tackle many things. In other words, your self-confidence is scalable. And this self-confidence is what I really want to instill in all of you readers. Because when you have self-confidence, you have the confidence to ask for a raise and a promotion. You have a confidence to do your research and to invest in something that might seem a little risky. You have the confidence to start a side hustle or a business. Because only the people who have enough confidence dare to do something a little bit differently, a little bit not according to what the masses will do. And it's only when you do something differently and win when you can achieve great wealth and success. So it doesn't really matter how small the triumph is, whether it's winning a July 4th softball tournament, you know, these small wins snowball into bigger wins. And finally, I want to remind you guys that you don't need someone else's approval to go after the things you really care about that will make you happy and fulfilled. More than the pain of failure is the regret you will feel for never having tried. Believe me on this, folks. and think about all the things that you didn't do because you were afraid of judgment or the doubters. That regret is going to eat you up inside. It's better, way better to try and fail than to never have tried at all. I'll tell you guys, I have had plenty and plenty of doubters throughout my entire life. You know, maybe they don't like me because of the way I look. Coming to America, you know, I experienced a lot of racism in Virginia. You know, in the blogging world, there are people who say, well, you know, you made a lot of money in your career, so I'm going to discount your effort. And it's just on and on and on. And I learned something really interesting, and that is hurt people hurt. So some people will doubt you, but some people will take it a step further and try to really hate on you. And I would say 100% of the time, the person who's hating on you has something really difficult or frustrating going on in his or her life, and they're trying to project their hate onto you. Maybe what you're doing is challenging them to try something different, or it's reminding them that they didn't try. And so when you look into the backstory of your haters, you will often find something wrong. And because when you find something wrong, then you can actually kind of empathize with them a little bit more. And most of the time, you just want to ignore them unless they cross the line. And you've got to decide what that line is. For me, that line is being on the receiving end of racist comments and seeing comments that attack my family. I will warn you once, and if you continue to proceed, it's game over for you. So figure out what is important to you, defend your honor, and keep on fighting for what you believe in and what you care about the most. Prove your doubters wrong by just doing it again. Thanks so much, everyone.